Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas chesed u'mishpot oshiro l'cho Hashem azamero. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Hashem, I sing to you with kindness and judgment, I sing to you. Dehainu. Again, when Hashem is kind to us, I could understand singing. But when there's mishpat, there's singing, Rav Nosson Zal says, Dehainu lahamin shetzadik Hashem b'chol derecho. This refers to a person having a level of faith where they understand that Hashem is righteous in all his ways. Bein kishem esnagimoy b'chesed, bein b'mishpat v'din chas v'shom. Whether Hashem is dealing us a deck of kindness, or whether he's dealing us a deck of judgment. As the Gemara says, v'lashir u'lezamer u'lahoydes l'Hashem yizborach ha'lekoil, and to be able to sing to Hashem and to rejoice and praise Hashem for everything that he does, whether it's something that hits us sweetly or something that stings us or bites us, chas v'shalom. Zeh zoichin. Now the question is, how does a person get to that madrega? Zeh zoichin al yidei. The pasuk says immediately afterwards, "Askila bederech tomim." I will delve into the ways of being straight and sincere. Mosai tova yalai. When will I be zeichet to tmimus? Meaning that it's this quality of tmimus, which when a person has it, he's so good with Hashem. He trusts Hashem so much. And he's so straight and simple and honest in his relationship with Hashem that there's nothing that Hashem could do that he wouldn't say thank you for, that he wouldn't appreciate and be happy with. Dehainu tmimus anal. This is the tmimus we were talking about just before. Vizehu, and this is why the pasuk says immediately afterwards, Eshalech besom levovi bekerav beisi. I walk around with the tmimus of my heart inside my home. Shebekerav beisi. Rav Nosson Zal says, this means when I'm in my own house, beini lebein atzmi, ayashev atzmi heitev. When I'm alone, the person says, I'm in my own house, when I'm able to think, I'm not in the street where they're tooting horns and making all kinds of noise, when I'm in a place that's quiet and I have the ability to think carefully with Yishuv Hadas, lehistakel be'emes lemi lekarav es atzmoi. I'll think over very, very carefully, ayashev atzmi heitev, ve'elech b'sam levovi lestakel be'emes lemi lekarav es atzmoi. I'll think over really well what type of tzaddik, what type of group of people I should want to come close to. Is it to a moishav leitzin, people who are always good for laughs? They're always good at making fun of things, whether it's making fun of groups of people or making fun of anything, making fun of religion, making fun of different things, laughing and laughing without any constructive purpose to it. Im lechochmois shel hevel, or is it to come close to people who are pursuing all types of wisdoms that don't lead anywhere? They're very good. They love reading and reading up on things and researching and understanding and spinning a lot of wheels that aren't leading anywhere, that aren't for any serious, constructive, tachlis purpose. Or, im letmimin v'yireim ukshirin. Or, do I want to attach myself to the group of people who serve Hashem with real simplicity and sincerity and have true fear of Hashem? V'zehu, this is what David HaMelech means when he says, Loi oshis leneged einai dvar belial. I will not allow any criminal type things to pass before my eyes, and to present themselves to me. Asoi seitim sonesi. Those people who are on a bad path, I hate them, I dislike that. I have no interest in that. Ad giva einayim urechav levav oisei lo yuchal. As the pasuk continues, this is all Rav Nosson Zal taking a chapter in Tehillim and explaining the whole chapter based on our discussion. So he writes there, a person who has gvai naim, a person whose eyes are looking up to high places, he walks with his head up high, urechav levo, and he has a wide heart, he's never has enough, he always wants more and he wants what everybody else has, oisoi lo yuchal. That kind of person I can't take. Those aren't the kind of people I'm looking to attach myself to. Kitzrichim levatel hageus shemishon bechinas asoy seitim. Because a person has to see to it to get rid of their own arrogance, which leads to all of these things. This asoy seitim, bechinas taivas niyuf, which leads a person to adultery and crimes like that. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in the Likutei Moran there, Rabbi Nizal quotes a pasuk which says, "Eishes ish nefesh yekara hi totsu." A married woman, who does she trap? She traps a person who thinks highly of himself. Because again, those people who think highly of themselves, they groom themselves extra special, and they like nice, pretty things, and they like the kind of things that attract those kind of women. Those kind of women who are looking for illicit behavior, illegal behavior, are attracted to men who have ears, A-I-R-S, all kinds of gaiva, that kind of trip. There's a pasuk that says that. And Rabbi Nizal mentions in Likud Imrani, brings a few different proofs to it. As it's written in the chapter on Likud Imran that we're dealing with. So again, gaiva is the opposite of tmimus, simplicity, sincerity, where a person isn't, again, a flashy car, a person wants to have a flashy kind of car, flashy clothes, all of those kind of things, which are ways of showing off, where usually it ends up leading to that he can't play that role without a pretty girl alongside him, that kind of thing. It's part of the puzzle. Those two go together. V'zehu einai b'nem ne'eretz lo sheves imodi. Dovid HaMelech writes at the end of that chapter of Tehillim, my eyes are looking out to see the trustworthy people in the world, lo sheves imodi. Those are the ones that I want should be sitting with me. Hoylech b'derech tomim, and this is Hashem speaking now, hoylech b'derech tomim, a person who walks the path of simplicity and sincerity, hu yishor seini. He will be the one who will be worthy of serving me. That's the kind of person I want serving me. Just like, for example, we find two of the most incredible examples of this. Moshe Rabbeinu. It's known as the professor of all professors, Lahavdil. The greatest teacher of Klal Yisrael. Who took over the leadership? Who took over his position afterwards? You would say it's the student who had the most degrees. The most smichas, the most this. That's what it says. The only thing it writes in the Chumash about Yehoshua was, "Vehu nar lo yomish mitoich oil." He was a youth who would never leave the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was the first one there to set up the chairs in the morning to make sure that everything was set up for the learning. And he was the one who would clean up, and he was the one who would cling to Moshe Rabbeinu like glue. He wouldn't let him out of his sight, because any chance he would have to hear something from Moshe Rabbeinu, to watch how he would act, that's what he would want. That's what got him to be the one to be qualified to replace Moshe Rabbeinu. We find another example of Eliyahu Hanovi. Again, obviously a very learned individual. We don't have to describe his qualifications, learning. When the Torah describes his student who took over after him, Elisha Hanovi, it says Elisha, who was the one who poured water on the hands of Eliyahu Hanovi. And the Gemara learns out from there that from here we see that serving a Talmud Chacham is superior to learning from the Talmud Chacham. Because we see the Torah, when it wants to speak about his qualities, when it describes the resume, you know, of Elisha Novi, it doesn't write that he had a degree in this or this or this. It writes that he was the one who was so smart that he understood how much of a mitzvah it is to serve Eliyahu Novi. He understood that if he does that, he'll get all the learning and everything that some other students who are only interested in the brains, they're only interested in the lecture, the deep knowledge, will end up missing out very often on the most significant knowledge, which is watching how the Talmud Chacham acts, watching all the little things. You know, some people either think it's little things or it's meaningless things, which in many cases are the most important things. V'zehu lo yeshev bekerev beisi oisei remia. Those who are into falsehoods will not live in my house. This refers to what we spoke about in the previous year, that those Rishoim who represent the droplet of Esav and Yishmael, they're the ones who must be alienated and kept away from this special yeshiva. We spoke here about the yeshiva of the tzaddik. The yeshiva of the tzaddik, which has this tmimus and all of this limudim, there are those who are ineligible. Even though we said before, what about Rabbi Shimon Yechoizal, who got them to bust the doors wide open and let whoever wants to come into the yeshiva? Even according to that, there is a tiny fraction of exceptions to that rule also. That if anybody, chas v'shalom, represents this concept, or this dream, this type of Esav Yishmael, they have to be kept out. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what it means when it says, Ashrei Yoshrei Ve'secho. Fortunate are those who are zeichet to live in the house of Hashem, Bechinas Yoshrei Yeshivo Yisakdoishisnam. This refers to those people that are privileged to be part of the kind of yeshiva that Rav Nosson Zal discussed here. Oid Yehalalucha Selo. They are the ones who will praise you always, Hashem. Ki heim yizku bevadai letehilo v'halel tomid. They are the ones who are capable of praising Hashem constantly. Whether things are going great for them or things are going less great, they've learned a type of learning where they develop such a trust in Hashem and such a love for Hashem that whatever Hashem is dealing them, they know to praise Him for it and to be happy with it. Kishom oiskim betikin hu emunah, because in that type of yeshiva, they're involved in perfecting and improving their emunah, shaydeze kol tikin hatfilah, k'mo yishivas Hashem. Where the more a person develops their faith and trust in Hashem, the more their tefillah reaches their ability to pray to Hashem and speak to Hashem. K'mo yishivas Hashem, as is written in this, as is explained in this chapter in Likud Imran. V'zehu. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain again a whole other pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Ashrei Odom Oiz Leiboch." Fortunate is that person whose strength is in You, Hashem, Mesilois Bilavovam, and they carve out paths in their heart. Ki kol zeh mekablim milimud haYeshiva Kedusha, because all of this a person receives from being part of that type of yeshiva. To be powerful with Hashem at all times, you know, to be solid with Hashem at all times. No matter what they're going through. Because people who learn in that type of yeshiva are knowledgeable in halacha. The word halacha means in walking the path of coming close to Hashem. They know how to go up and they know how to come back down. They know how to take advancement, and they know how to accept rejection, or seeming rejection. They know how to handle all of these kind of things. V'zehu mesilois bilavavam. That's why the pasuk says, paths in their heart. It doesn't say path, mesila, it says paths, referring to a Jew who's seasoned enough, and serious enough in his commitment to Hashem, that he can handle the two-way street. He can handle when Hashem is letting him move forward, or when it appears as if he's having a setback. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, koil koirei bamidbar, a voice screams out, cries out in the wilderness, panu derech Hashem, clear a path for Hashem, yashru bo arava, prepare a path in the arava, mesilo lekenu, a path for Hashem. These are all different words that mean different sizes of a highway, a thin path. Shafilu bamidbar, Rav Nosson Zal explains, the pasuk is saying here, even in the wilderness, nachosh asorof va'akrov etzimoin, where you have the worst types of dangers, snakes, scorpions, and thirst, you know, in a desert, gam shom shoymim koil hakoyre panu derech, even these people who are zecher to be part of this yeshiva, even when they find themselves out in the wilderness, out in the desert, they hear the calling of Hashem. Even there, they hear Hashem calling out to them that you're not lost. You can carve a path even in such a place. Le'yasher ba'arova v'choshech mesilo lekenu. That even if you're in the darkness, you can still find a path to Hashem. Bechinas mesilois belevavam shemelabdim oisam. They are taught in this yeshiva sheyiyem mesilois belevavam l'skari v'ashem yisborach mikol mokem shu. That they should have all kinds of paths in their heart by which to be able to come close to Hashem, no matter what kind of day it is, whether it's a sunny day or a rainy day, or a day that I made money, or a day that I lost money, or a day that I'm happy, or a day that I'm sick, to be able to come close to Hashem in all circumstances. Afilu mimidbar utohim oisoretz, even in the wilderness, or the desert, or the depths of the world. V'zehu, and the pasuk continues there, oivrei bi'emek habocha, those who pass through the valley of tears, the valley of crying, mayon yishisuhu, they carve out a spring, a well. She'oisun she'ovru v'noflu be'emek habocha, those people who have fallen into the valley of bocha, bocha means either tears, or bocha also means the perplexed. the sefer that the Rambam wrote, I want to mention the name. The term nevuchim means perplexed. The person who's in doubts, who's going through a very difficult time of doubt, Hashem, doubting Hashem, doubting himself. Shenavoichu alidei taivoisei moi. Those people who have fallen into this state of doubt as a result of their many evil desires, as a result of catering to their evil desires. V'naflu le'imkei tohoimus tachiyas, and they fall into the lowest depths. Gam mishom yitzaku mimamakim la'shem yisborach, are given to realize that they have the ability even from there to cry out from the depths to Hashem, ad asher mayon yishisuhu, till they'll be able to dig up springs and bring forth a flow of pure waters. Sheyachteru gam mishom hamayim amukim etzah, they'll be able to bring forth, to dig up even in those low places, those special waters we spoke about earlier, which represent the advice that a person needs to get out of such a place. Shehim b'chinas mayon ha-yeshua legate el ho-emuna, which is referring to the wellsprings of salvation, which are what nourish the emuna. When the emuna is weak, this is what gives the emuna a new charge. As Rabbi Nizal writes in the beginning of that chapter in Likud Imran, that whenever there's a nefila of emuna, whenever a person's faith falls, they need to be able to come up with those special waters, which symbolize sound advice, that has the ability to recharge their emuna. V'zehu, and this is why the bracha, the pasuk says over there, gam brachos ya'ate moire. Rabbi Nizal explains each word. Brachos bechinas emuna. The term blessings refers to faith. Bechinas ish emunos rav brachos, because there's a pasuk that says that a person who has faith has a lot of brachos. Ya'ate, the word ya'ate means to clothe yourself in these brachos. Bechinas levushim kedoshim shenasim al yidei zeh. This refers to the special holy clothing that's created through this. Al yidei yischaskus v'emuna, by a person being able to reaffirm their faith in Hashem. Bechinas lovesh Hashem oiz hisazor kemuvashon. As Rabbi Nizal brings in that chapter in Likud Imran, on the pasuk Hashem moloch geus lovesh, at lovesh Hashem oiz hisazor, that those people who strengthen their emun in Hashem when the emun is weak, they are the ones who are kavyochel clothing the Shechina, in a sense. Moire. And who does this? Moire, the teacher. Rav Nosanzal says, Bechinas ha-moire derech. This refers to the one who's giving a person guidance in Yiddishkeit. Shehu ha-rebi shela yeshiva akdesha. This refers to the Rebbe of this special yeshiva. Vezehu yelchu mechayel el choyel. This is all continuing this one chapter of Tehillim. This one chapter of Mishlei, wherever this is coming from, I don't remember exactly. They go from height to height, from battle to battle. Kikishemalin hoemuna hanafulo srichin kama milchomois acharkach lehalois mehechtem lepituchechoisom ad tikkun hamishpat. Because as we learned earlier, that when a Jew starts this process of tikkun, of trying to improve their emuna, which is in a fallen state, that's step number one. Then they have to improve the tikkun abris, to go from hechtem sorei to pituchechoisom. Then they have to make a tikkun hamishpat. We spoke about all of these levels earlier. So it, again, the person is going from battle to battle, from one level to the next. V'zehu yelchu mechayil el choyil, sheyelchu mimilchama lemilchama. This means going from battle to battle. Ad sheyizku b'koyach hatzadik letikun hamishpat. Until they get to the final battle, which is the battle of tikkun hamishpat, establishing true justice, getting to understand what the definition of mishpat is, and being able to get to that place of a true mishpat through the power of the tzaddik. Shaydeze tiyeh ha-geula. That's the final tikkun, that's the step before the coming of Moshiach. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzion b'mishpat tipodeh, that the city of Yerushalayim will be redeemed when there'll be mishpat, when there'll be real justice. V'zehu yelchum echayel el choyel, yeroe el elikim b'tzion. The pasuk says they go from battle to battle, they will be zechet to see Hashem in Tzion. Sheyelchum mimilchama l'milchama kanal, ad sheyelchum b'chinas tikkun hamishpat, until they'll get to the final battle, which is tikkun hamishpat, shezeh ikar gemar ha-tikkun, which is the main completion of this whole formula that we discussed, of which starts with tikkun emunah. Bechinas Yeroa El Elokim Betzion. This is what's meant by saying they'll be zocher to get to see Hashem in Tzion, Sheshom Kol Tikkun HaMishpat, because it's in the city of Yerushalayim that there is the ultimate Tikkun HaMishpat. Bebechinas, as it says in the Chumash, Ki Polim Imcha Davar LaMishpat, that if a Jew will ever have a problem in justice where he won't know how to resolve a dispute or some kind of thing, where should he go? The Kamto V'Olisa, leave your hometown, leave your country, go up to Eretz Yisrael, go up to Yerushalayim, go up to the Beis HaMikdash, where you have the Sanhedrin Agdoila, and they will resolve, they will give you the ultimate justice. Kishom Nistakein Bechinas Plois, because it's there in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, where these wonders, the wonders of the clarification of the justice of Hashem will all be fixed. How? Ayidei Shemegalen HaMishpat, through the revelation of the true justice of Hashem, Shehoyo Niflo V'Nelam, which until it was clarified, it was way above us, it was hidden from us. We didn't understand Hashem's justice whatsoever. It didn't make any sense to us. But that's the place where ultimately, in Yerushalayim, is going to be where the Mishpat of Hashem is going to be clarified, where we're going to get to understand fully the justice of Hashem. How? Through our own Tikkun HaMishpat. But most of us spoke about what we need to do. A person has to fix his own Tikkun HaMishpat by being able to judge Hashem favorably. That's the most important nekuda that Moses spoke about here. That as a person's going through his own ups and downs, never to complain, never to suspect Hashem of any injustice towards him. Never to think that Hashem isn't dealing right with me. Hashem is giving me a situation that I can't hit, that I can't succeed in. A set of circumstances where I can't possibly be totally successful. Now Rav Moses Zal says, "V'zeh kol hamelchama sheloy chamim hatzadikim agdoilim Rosh Hashanah." This is the whole battle that the true tzadikim wage on Rosh Hashanah. Kimuvan b'zoyer kodesh u'betikunim, as is written in the Zoyer Kodesh and in the Tikkuni Zohar. She'oz b'Rosh Hashanah v'hine Esav ochiv bo mitzidoi. The Zoyer Kodesh says that every year on Rosh Hashanah, Esav returns from his hunt, meaning the Eitzahara comes back from having hunted Jews all year. He's been hunting them and trapping them in millions of ways. And now on Rosh Hashanah, he comes back from his trap to report all of his trappings, to rat on all the people that he made commit sins throughout the whole year. This is the day of judgment when he wants to get to see all of them punished, chas v'shon. V'ikar ha-melchama, the main battle is, ki tzrichin tikkun ha-mishpat. We need Hashem to make a real tikkun ha-mishpat. And we learned earlier that in order for that to happen, you have to be able to keep out the Tipas Esav Yishmoel, which also wants to jump on the bandwagon of the Tikkun. That's the source of all the evil, evil Jews who would go so far as to turn over another Jew to secular authorities, chas v'shalom, or to goyim, or Jewish money to secular authorities or goyim, as we learned earlier, or the chilkim agdoilim, those people who went out to battle in a very big way against tzaddikim, like Korach, those kind of people. Dosam vaviram, b'chinas dosam vaviram, shetzrichim lohoirida moikanal, where we learned earlier that the mitzvah is to bring them down, not to allow them to come up. Shezel b'chinas mashoimrim b'rosh Hashanah melech evyoin, belei v'reid shachas. If you recall, one of the most interesting things that takes place, could be some people don't realize it, although today you have art scrolls, everybody has to know what's going on in the tefillah, but those people don't get a chance to look. One of the most fascinating portions within the Shmon Esrei, the repetition Shmon Esrei that the Chazan says on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, and I think we have it both in Shachris and Musaf, is where there's a whole big paragraph, Melech Elyon, talking about Hashem, the exalted king. And they list about 20 beautiful statements about him. And while this, before they start saying it, they open the Aron Kodesh. Then they finish that paragraph, they close the Aron Kodesh, and then they say, Melech Evyoin, the impoverished king. And they make about two or three nasty, nasty statements about him. The impoverished king is the Malchus de Klipa, the Eitzahara, or the kingdoms of Amalek and Goyim, and we have two or three descriptive statements there, where it says, Melech Evyon Belay, he should rot Vareid Shachas and go down to the ground, to the basement, all kinds of things. they say that two lines there, and then the Chazan says, Avol Melech Elyoin. But in the end, the true king will come out. No, first we talk about the good king and the bad king, and then we say, but in the end, the good king will come out on top. So Rav Nosson Zal says, again, what do we need this for? Why are we saying this on Rosh Hashanah? Because again, Rosh Hashanah is a time of Mishpat. And when there is Hashem in his Mishpat is looking to be Makarev, everybody and anybody that it's possible to be Makarev. But in doing that, you need to know that there's a 0.00001% that represent Melech Evyon, that represent Amolek, that represent the Tipases of Yishmael, where if you dare to allow them to get in, it'll mess up the whole thing. It'll make the whole thing not work. So therefore, there's a special point on Rosh Hashanah of making this statement that there's this Melech Elyon, there's those people who are in this category of Malchus the Klipa, where they go down, Belei Vareid Shachas. Ki Be'emes, watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Because Be'emes, the truth is, on Oiskimos, Lahalois, Kulam, Lashem Yisborach. On Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael is involved in elevating everybody to Hashem. As we say in that chapter of Tehillim that we say right before the blowing of the shofar, we say Lamanatzeach Livnei Korach, Mizmor, right? And in there, there's a sentence that says Kol Ha'amim Tiku Chof, all nations clasp hands. Kind of nonsense. This Charedim say this, Neturei Kartas. Yeah, every Jew that says Lamanatzeach Livnei Korach says that there's going to come a time when Kol Ha'amim, not just all Jews, but all nations will hold hands and come close to Hashem. Avol, but bechinas Esau v'Yishmael tzrichim legareish ularachek ulahoyred legamri. There is an exception. Is the exception that proves the rule. There is this bechin of Esau v'Yishmael where they must be rejected completely. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem melech oylam voed ovdu goyim eartzoi. Hashem will be king forever. And he will eliminate, he will make certain nations be lost from his land. He'll lose them. Shezeh ikar b'chinas tikana mishpot. This is the perfection of mishpot. Shezeh b'chinas kismoyach kol ha'oretz, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel HaNovi, when there'll come a time where the whole world will rejoice, shmoma eselecha, I will make desolation for you. Kama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh explains over there in Yecheskel, Kismoyach Kol Horetz, when the whole world will be filled with joy, Kishyekuyam Hashem Melech Togel Horetz, Hashem Moloch Togel Horetz, as the Pasuk says, we say it Friday night, Hashem's kingdom will reign, and the whole world will sing, Yismechu Iim Rabim, and many islands will rejoice, going to the Philippines and all of these different places, they're all going to be rejoicing, Oz shmomo eselecha. There will be that minute exception to the rule where Hashem is going to make desolation for them. Ki hakoil tzrichim lahalois, because everybody has to be elevated. Rak bechinas Esau v'Yishmael tzrichim lahoyred v'loy lahalois. But there is this minor exception. There is this nekud of Esau v'Yishmael which you're not allowed to elevate. U'kamoisham razal, as the Gemara says, Shegam Edoim Yirtze Lahavi Teshura. The Gemara says there's going to come a time when Edoim, the nation of Rome, they're also going to want to bring Bikurim like, and Hashem is not going to accept it from them. V'hakoil b'shvil tikin ha-mishpot kanal. This is all part of this process of establishing the purest aspect of justice of Hashem. Sheyia b'shleimus limois ha-Mashiach, which will be perfected when Mashiach comes. As the pasuk says, Mishpotecho lamelech tein. Hashem will give over justice to the king, to Moshiach. V'chein mevuar bo'ivadya. And we find this also mentioned in a pasuk in Oivadya Hanovi, where it says, V'im bein koichovim sim kinecho. And even if you'll try to make your nest between the stars, Mishom oiritcha, I'll drop you from there, Hashem says. I'll knock you down. No matter how high they're going to get, no matter where they're going to try to park, Hashem's going to throw them out of there. V'zeh b'chinas oleinu l'shabeach sho'izkim bo'i b'yoseh b'rosh Hashanah v'birchas malchios. Rav Nosson Zal says this is all found in the tefillah of oleinu, which on Rosh Hashanah we have this peculiar thing that oleinu is in the middle of Shmon Esrei. We say oleinu. And we say it in the chapter of Shmon Esrei that deals with kingdom, Malchias, the Brach of Malchias. She'oz onu misparim benoyam chalkenu, where when we say that, we're priding ourselves with what a sweet portion Hashem has allotted to us, Klal Yisrael. She'zochino lahamin bo yisparach, where we are privileged to believe in Hashem ulaham licho yaleinu, and to crown Him over us. Ve'oz maschilen ikra shevach, and then we begin to say the most powerful praise, which is Shaloi Som Chelkenu HaKohen, that Hashem did not place our lot with them, with those other guys. Shehei Vanachnu, where they bow to their junk, and we bow to the Melech Malchem Lucham HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Uboze Megarshim Bechinas Tipa Seisav Yishmael, when a Jew says those words, he's pushing away the Tipa of Esav Yishmael, Bechinas Amolek, Shenemar, all of about which the Torah writes, Timche es Zecher Amolek. Wipe out any trace of Amolek. Ki hu ikar toikev zuahas Esav Yishmael. Because Amolek represents the epitome of the filth of Esav and Yishmael. Bechinas mishpot me'ukol. The Torah uses a term when the Torah wants to speak about injustice or the opposite of justice. In the Torah, it's called mishpot me'ukol. Me'ukol means crooked. Crookedness, the opposite of straight, tmimus. The word me'ukol, memayin kuflamid, is the letters Amolek, exactly. That Amolek represents the antithesis of the mishpat of Hashem. It's the Amolek inside of each one of us that's trying to make us think that Hashem's the bad guy. I'm the good guy, Hashem is my problem. If he'd only give me $1 million, or if he'd only give me this, only give me that, I'd be the best. V'achakach, kishekvar girshu oisam. And then, once we've succeeded in pushing away the Ace of Yishmael, the Amolek, then we say, V'alkein nekave lecho, Hashem, our hope is to you, lehavir gilulim in oretz, that you will remove all idols from the world, lesakein olam b'malchus shakai, and you will establish the world with your kingdom, v'chol b'nei vosor yikru v'shmecho, and all of mankind, not just Klal Yisrael, all of mankind will proclaim your name, Lahafnoi Selecho Kol Rishei Oretz, and all the Rishoyim of the world will all turn to you. When? After we've done housekeeping. After we've gotten rid of, after we said Sheloisam Chalken Okem, that there is this exception to the rule. There is Amolek, there is Esav Yishmael, where we have no part in them. And they have no part in us. Kios Daiko, because it's only then, once a Jew has succeeded in rejecting and eliminating the tipa of Esav Yishmael, then he has the ability to elevate all the other stuff to the brain, and to make it tikkun for all of them. Where all of mankind, all the rest of mankind, should proclaim the name of Hashem. This refers to the concept of all of those people who are qualified to be brought into the fold and to be brought close to Hashem, including converts and balei tshuva.